Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Picking Up on the Streets and Behind the Trucks with the Sanitation Workers of New York City is a nonfiction ethnography by anthropologist Robin Nagel. Drawing on years of field work with the New York City Department of Sanitation, the book examines the labor, culture, and civic importance of the workers who collect and manage the city's refuse. Nagel approaches sanitation not as a background service, but as a central urban system that shapes public health, infrastructure, and daily life. The book combines participant observation, institutional access, and firsthand experience on the job to show how waste removal depends on physical endurance, teamwork, and constant negotiation with the public. It also explores the social meaning of trash itself, treating discarded material as evidence of consumption, value, and urban life. The result is a study of labor that is both practical and anthropological, making visible a workforce and a municipal function that are usually taken for granted. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sanitation work as the hidden infrastructure of city life. A major focus of the book is the argument that sanitation workers are among the most important laborers on city streets, even though their work is rarely noticed until something goes wrong. Nagel presents trash collection as essential civic infrastructure rather than a simple maintenance task. The city depends on a system that is continuous, physically demanding, and highly organized. And the book shows how much order is required to keep urban waste from overwhelming public space. This perspective changes the reader's sense of what makes a city function. Instead of treating sanitation as a peripheral service, the book frames it as a core condition for health, mobility, and everyday urban stability. That shift in emphasis is one of the book's strongest analytical moves, because it reveals how much invisible labor supports the appearance of normal city life. Secondly, participant observation and the value of learning by doing. The book is shaped by Nagel's anthropological method, which depends on close observation and immersion rather than detached commentary. She did not limit herself to interviews or institutional documents. Instead, she worked alongside sanitation crews and eventually entered the uniformed ranks herself. That decision matters because it gives the book its distinctive authority and explains its attention to detail, routine, and bodily strain. The method also reinforces a central anthropological idea: understanding a social world requires learning from the perspective of the people inside it. Nagel uses that approach to show how knowledge about sanitation changes when one sees the work from the truck, the garage, and the route. The book therefore demonstrates how ethnography can make a familiar system newly legible, especially when the subject is a form of labor that outsiders usually overlook or misunderstand. Thirdly, waste as a social and cultural object, not just refuse. Picking Up treats trash as more than material to be removed. Nagel is interested in what people throw away, how discards move through the city, and what those objects reveal about culture, consumption, and memory. The book suggests that waste is never fully neutral. It carries traces of the lives that produced it and the systems that classify it as disposable. This is why the book can move from practical sanitation concerns to broader questions about value and meaning. Garbage becomes a record of urban habits, economic systems, and social boundaries. By stressing that discarded objects can still hold historical or cultural significance, the book complicates the idea that trash is simply the opposite of value. That insight gives the book wider relevance for readers interested in material culture, urban studies, and the social life of objects. Fourthly, danger, exhaustion, and public misunderstanding in sanitation labor. Another important theme is the difficult human reality of the work itself. The book emphasizes that sanitation labor is physically punishing and often dangerous, involving heavy loads, traffic, weather, machinery, and exposure to hazards that many city residents never see. It also highlights the social disrespect workers can face from the public, which adds an emotional burden to an already demanding job. Nagel does not present sanitation workers as abstract symbols of civic order. She shows them as workers who endure discomfort, risk, and routine contempt while performing a necessary service. This attention to the conditions of labor is crucial because it explains why the job deserves more recognition than it receives. The book also makes clear that the profession requires discipline and mutual reliance, not just physical strength. In doing so, it offers a more realistic picture of urban labor than celebratory accounts of city services often do. Lastly, camaraderie, institutional culture, and the human world behind the trucks. The book is not only about systems and hazards. It is also about the social world that develops within sanitation work. Nagel pays close attention to the relationships, rituals, and personalities that shape the Department of Sanitation from the inside. Crews develop forms of camaraderie that help them manage repetitive work, public hostility, and the strain of the job. The result is an institutional portrait that feels human rather than bureaucratic. By showing the people behind the trucks, the book captures how labor culture is formed through shared experience and mutual dependence. It also avoids reducing sanitation workers to a single image or stereotype. Instead, they appear as individuals with humor, skill, habits, and status within a workplace hierarchy. This dimension of the book makes it especially effective because it combines social analysis with close attention to the everyday life of a working community. In conclusion, Picking Up is best suited for readers interested in anthropology, urban studies, labor history, public policy, environmental studies, or the ordinary systems that make cities livable. It is also valuable for general readers who want a clearer understanding of how municipal services actually work and why they matter. The book offers more than information about garbage collection. It shows how sanitation labor reveals larger truths about consumption, social hierarchy, public invisibility, and the material costs of modern urban life. Its practical benefit lies in making a familiar service easier to respect and understand. Its intellectual benefit lies in demonstrating how ethnography can uncover meaning in places most people never think to examine. What sets it apart from many books on urban life is its combination of insider access, fieldwork, and attention to both labor conditions and cultural significance. Rather than treating waste as a technical problem alone, Nagel turns it into a lens for understanding the city itself. That makes the book unusually rich, concrete, and distinctive within its genre. If you would like to support Robin Nagel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.